Friday night lights are on and Fremont County is getting set for the sports weekend. Before the game start, there's always a kickoff show. Covering all sports in Fremont County, getting to know the schools, teams, coaches, and student athletes. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM. Now let's go to the studio. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, streaming online at county10.com and keeping the community connected. I'm your host, Wyatt Barichka. Today's show, we'll talk with Paige Nolan and Ross Anderson, the athletic trainers for Lander Valley and Riverton High School. Before we get into the show, I want to thank our sponsor, Wind River Outdoor Company, Wyoming Catholic College, and Bailey's Pit Stop, and all of our sponsors for making sports here on KOVE possible. Riverton Soccer is having their Pink Night currently against Newcastle. Pink Night honors those impacted by cancer, and the proceeds of this night will go to the Miller family. They will also have Senior Night tomorrow against Douglas. Track and Field also has regionals this week, with Shoshone hosting the 1A and 2A West Regional Track Meet that will feature many Fremont County teams. Lander will be in Kemmer, while Riverton makes a short trip to Casper. The full schedule at county10.com. We'll take our first break here. When we come back from the break, we'll talk with Paige Nolan, the athletic trainer for Lander Valley High School. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE. Here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with Paige Nolan, athletic trainer for Lander Valley High School. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And Paige, for people in Fremont County who don't know you, just kind of give a little bio about yourself and how you ended up here in Lander.
Yeah, I took this job fresh out of college. Didn't want to move far away from home. I'm out from Utah. So 5-hour drive was a lot more, you know, feasible than a plane ride. So moved up here. I started immediately, like I said, out of college. I was the second athletic trainer here in Lander. My predecessor, Adam, I actually went to school with him. He started the program. I came in and I just kept building what he started. And yeah, that's kind of how I ended up here. I like it up here a lot.
Where did you go to college?
I did my undergrad at Weber State University in Ogden, Utah, and I got my master's through Concordia, Portland.
Okay. And for people who may want to pursue athletic training when they're graduating or getting close to that, what is the work ethic like? How much work did you have to put in to get to where you are?
I put in a lot of work. At the time, athletic training was a bachelor's degree. Now it's a master's program. But what you need to understand going in is you're basically paying to go work for free. I did roughly probably 1,500 hours of clinical rotations, not including the extra stuff I got chosen to do or I asked to do. So you are really looking at a full-time job with college. But you get to work with athletes, you get to build rapport, you know, the extra stuff I got to do. I got to go travel to Dew Tour and Nitro World Games, and I got to work with like elite level professional athletes.
Oh, sweet.
So that's pretty cool to say that you did that when you were 21 and 22, that you were around Sean White, and he's just as arrogant. Trust me, he's just like how he is in the movies. But I was around Travis Pastrana, and I've met Tony Hawk, and it's really cool to say that you've done that at 22 years old.
Yeah, that's super cool. And just talk about what it's like to work with some of the athletes here at Lander Valley High School.
Here in Lander, it's kind of funny. Like, they remind me of just people I grew up with. So really, like, the high school kids, it doesn't change. There's the same groups that, like, when my parents went to school. And then I'm sure in the future, if I ever have kids, like when they go to school. But I love working with the kids here. I connect well with the ranchers, the hunters. And I don't know, it's a lot of fun to get to know each kid, because they all have their own little quirks and, you know, personalities. And there's some that you love, and there's some that, you know, you want to throttle some days. And they know who they are, because I tell them that on the daily with love. But overall, it's just a great time meeting all these kids and knowing how they are and helping them get better.
How are you able to build some of those good, you were mentioning the quirks and everything, but like being able to enjoy having those connections with each student that you work with, just talk a little bit more about that.
I think a big thing that has helped me build these relationships with the athletes is I also teach sports medicine at the high school. So I get to see the dual sides. Like, some athletes are definitely the same as they are students. Some are like totally polar opposites. And so just getting to see them in the classroom and outside the classroom helps build those relationships. And then sadly, like, a lot of the times you build your relationships with these kids once they're injured. So you, most of the time you're seeing them at their worst, and you have to be able to look at them and know, okay, like, you're going to respond really well to humor, or no, you're the cut and dry, like, give me the facts, tell me I'm out for the season or not kind of athlete. So that's like a fun puzzle for me, is figuring out which athlete is who, and then just seeing them go from their absolute worst, you know, I'm season ending or I'm out for the big game or whatever, to getting them back in, to showing them like, hey, yes, you can do this again. Like, you thought you weren't going to be able to do that, but look at you, you're doing it. So that's a lot of fun to be on that side of the relationship with them.
Talk about the Lander community here. What is it like to be a part of this community?
Being a part of this community is pretty special. I'm right at the point now where I feel like I'm finally being accepted in. The first couple of years, you know, I was this young new grad who still looks like a high school student, and I had to get the buy-in from the parents, and now it's a lot of fun. I've come to the part where I'm seeing, you know, brothers and sisters come up through the program, and it's just a lot of fun. Like, I have this one parent who I would call, and she'd be like, okay, what'd my son do? No, it's actually your daughter, and she's doing really well right now. Oh, okay. So you just really foster those relationships, and you get to know the parents and, you know, who does what. And then within the community too, it's funny, you, like, I just got my windshield replaced, and the parents are like, oh yeah, you took care of my son, you know, 3 years ago for this. And it's like, oh yeah, I did. I kind of forgot about that, but thanks for reminding me. And this is the things that they remember about you, which is also terrifying, but it's a good time.
It's like the small things too, like, even mm-hmm. when, like, you don't have to be this, like, big name person, but just being there for the kids and everything, that's just always a cool experience.
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of times where, you know, some parents are like, you know, my kid tripped and fell, you know, outside at basketball, like, during a game, and you gave him a Band-Aid and, you know, patched him up, and that was it. And I had no idea who this kid was. I had no idea who the parent was. And frankly, in my mind, I'm like, why is your kid outside when it's snowing? But okay. And, you know, after that, and I actually met her formally later on, she's like, you're the one who took care of my kid. And I was like, oh, I am. Like, so it's funny how that comes back.
Going into the athletic training trainer aspect, just what are some common injuries in high school sports?
For 100% fact, anyone will agree with this, I would say concussions, any kind of strain, whether it's quad or groin or hammy, and ankle sprains. You see so many of those.
And probably because you just mentioned those common ones, it's just probably easier for students maybe to trust you a little bit more because you've been through those experiences. So what is it like to know that, from this, maybe if you can take the student aspect, but what is it like to know that the students are willing to trust you and willing to work with you to make sure they're ready to get back on the playing field?
You know, to build that trust and everything, is it's initially how you handle their injury. Like, when you see them go down in a game or in a practice, you really have to put in check. You're like, okay, like, you know, I was in the middle of doing paperwork, or I was, you know, on a phone call, you know, I had to take this important phone call. But how you treat them initially is where your trust is going to begin. And I try to keep it pretty clear. I'll say, okay, like, this is what's going on. I will explain the injury in layman's terms so they know what's going on. And then to really build that trust, I will actually probably call their parents 99% of the time and say, hey, this is what's going on. I saw your son and daughter. I would like them to come back and see me, you know, and say, if you come and see me every day after school, you're going to get back sooner rather than just going home and putting ice on it and resting like a lot of us were taught to do. So that is kind of a cool thing that I get to work with.
If I'm not mistaken, you're going to the Shrine Bowl this year. Just talk about what got you into that opportunity and what are you looking forward to? I forgot to mention that question.
No, you're good. So actually, I was nominated to go in 2020, and we all know how that turned out. And I got nominated again this year. Other athletic trainers actually have to nominate you. So I don't know who nominated me, but here I am representing the North. I'm pretty excited. I get two seniors. You know, I get to go spend another week with them. They know who they are, and they get a lot of crap from me because we've built that relationship. But yeah, I'm really excited to have this opportunity to go to Shrine Bowl with them and just, you know, represent the North and, you know, the great cause of working with Shriners and everything. So
awesome. And Paige, is there anything else that I left out? Is there anything you want to mention, shout outs, before we head into the break?
Well, if you guys listened to the show before, Sean Cousins, he actually shouted me out. So I'm going to shout him out because I'm pretty sure this is how I got this opportunity. But no, I just love working in this community and watching these athletes and what's really fun is seeing other athletes and students, you know, graduate, and then they come back and they're like, yeah, we're going into athletic training page because of you. So that is a lot of fun to know that I'm having a positive impact on these students.
And we appreciate everything that you do here in the community, Paige. And I appreciate you taking some time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show.
All right. Thank you so much.
And that is Paige Nolan, a athletic trainer for Lander Valley High School. We'll be back after this break. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, I'm here with Ross Anderson, the athletic trainer for Riverton High School. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for coming in and having me on, Wyatt.
Well, thank you for taking some time out of your day. And Ross, just give a little background about yourself. So for people who don't know you in the Fremont County area, just talk about how you got here and what your resume is like.
I actually know a lot of people around here. I grew up here, graduated from Riverton in 2005, did my undergrad down at the University of Wyoming. It was one of the last classes that finished down at UW with the athletic training program that they had down there. Came back here after student teaching in Sheridan, and this was my first job in 2010, 2011, and I've kind of been here ever since, working with the kids and working with our coaches here at RHS.
What is it like to work with everybody here in the Riverton High School area with the students and coaches?
It's been a lot of fun. The friendships and the relationships that you get with all sorts of different people, it's been a lot of fun. The best thing for me is, until the last couple of years, I started coaching football 3 years ago. But prior to that, I was kind of unattached. And so I didn't really have anything where I was pro one sport or anything else that you couldn't say that, like, we're only lifting for football, or we're only taking care of this sport, or we're only taking care of this sport. And so it really made it that the relationships I had with the coaches and everything was really good. And then getting to work with the boys, the girls, regardless of what sport they were doing, in season, off season, it was always a lot of fun for me. And it's been just a great experience hanging out here.
What does it take to be an athletic trainer here? Obviously, you were just mentioning what you had to go through, but for students and maybe future athletic trainers who are interested in this career, just what is the work ethic like?
It's kind of crazy. I definitely learned early on that it's much different when you are single as opposed to a father of three and married and everything. So that's kind of the biggest change that I've noticed. But in terms of the work ethic, it's the long days. We start off, I run our weight training programs here with a fellow teacher. And so we're here first thing in the morning doing workouts with our boys that are in athletics. And then it's kind of weird. Just a couple years ago, started working with our middle school athletes and training those guys and working on the prevention stuff and teaching them how to lift safely. So I'm here till about 11 o'clock in the morning. And then thank goodness for flexible babysitters that can take hours whenever. But I come back about 2 o'clock, and then I'm here when the kids leave practices and the coaches are done and everything. So the long hours are kind of the biggest thing. One weird thing that took a little bit of getting used to, especially for my wife, she's bared with me for this entire time, is not being in charge of your own schedule. You're kind of at the whim and will of the athletic directors and the coaches, that if something comes up, we're going to change a game time, and it's your responsibility to be at each game, whether that's the time that was listed or it wasn't, or if we had a game postponed. Or a couple years ago at the Roy Peck, we had the Lightning and everything. And that's kind of the biggest thing, is you're just not in charge of your own schedule. And so while it is a lot of fun to do, it takes a little bit of getting used to, you know, being in, not able to decide when you're going home. You go home when everybody's out.
Talk about what it's like to be here in the community. What is it like to just help these kids out and just be a part of this Riverton High School community?
It's been a lot of fun. The biggest thing I can say is it's always tough, but I swear the best thing that we send out of Riverton is our kids right now. We have so many great kids that have gone through here that have gone on to do great things in terms of my former athletes. We have some in Colorado. We have a former two-time Gatorade Player of the Year for soccer here. He's a strength coach up in Montana State. And I get to see, like, these kids come home to visit their families on the holiday breaks. And I have like a kind of sense of pride and everything, and just how good these kids have done and what they've accomplished. And it's just so much fun to watch them. And then we do have the kids that, you know, come back. Kylan Schultz was one that he was teaching over in Shoshone this last year. And that was a former athlete of mine. I just went to one of my first seniors 30th birthday party this last week. So it's been kind of wild. It's like they're starting to grow up every year. It's a couple weddings here and there. And now it's crazy to think now I'm starting to get the baby notices that they've got a kid here. And so it's been a lot of fun. And that's kind of the biggest thing that I've taken from it is getting to watch these kids grow up, whether they started lifting with us in middle school or we just worked with them and they were injured in high school or anything else like that. But that's kind of been the biggest thing. And then it's also fun when you go out to a community event, whether it's fair is a big one for my family. I grew up with agriculture and everything, but going down to the fair and you randomly run into the parents of your former students and you always have kind of that connection and you have that something to talk about with them. And so it can drive my wife and kids crazy when we're sitting at dinner and, you know, you have about four people stop up to say hello and visit about their kids and everything else. But it's, like I said, that's the biggest thing is the relationships and getting to watch the kids grow and everything through the years. It's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always good to be out in the community. And now kind of going to the athletic trainer side, just for you here at Riverton High School, what are some common injuries that you deal with?
Right now in the middle of it, I've about had it with the shin splints and everything from track season and soccer. Our coach, Matt Mason, he would put up a meme and it was Oprah Winfrey and you get shin splints and you get shin splints. Everybody gets shin splints. But so we have a lot of the ligament injuries, ankles, knees, stuff like that, that we deal with. And we've got quite the gambit of that and then the concussions and all the kind of normal stuff that you deal with on a daily basis. But it's been kind of crazy this year.
Is there anything else that I left out? Or is there anything you want to mention or shout outs before we head into this break?
Honestly, I'm just really excited. I'm getting ready to move into a kind of a different career path with this and going to be focusing on the strength and conditioning. And I was really happy and excited. So I started the sports medicine program here in 2010 when I came straight out of undergrad and had Keith Bowder, Joanne Flanagan, hired me with no experience, hadn't just passed my exams, and got to come back and start the sports medicine program here at Riverton High School. And after 12 years, I just went through the interview process, and I'm actually going to be moving into a full-time teaching position here in physical education. And so with Joanne and the school board and then the administration here at the high school, I was really excited when they decided to continue with the program and hire a full-time athletic trainer. And so it's just kind of one of those when you build something like that, you want it to kind of leave a mark and you want to see it be successful. And so really excited for that kind of moving forward and, you know, for the kids to have a new athletic trainer that's much more kind and compassionate than me. So I think the kids will be pretty excited about it too.
Ross, I appreciate you taking some time today to be here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I wish you best of luck on your new path, and we'll keep continuing talking with you.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll see you
back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show right after this. Wrapping up the County 10 Kickoff Show here on KOVE 1330 AM and 107.7 FM. Currently, Riverton is playing against Newcastle at home. This is their pink night, and also tomorrow they'll have senior night against Douglas. Baseball will also be happening here in Fremont County tomorrow with Riverton hosting Cody in a doubleheader and Lander on Sunday hosting Rock Springs. Today and tomorrow, Shoshone is hosting the 1A and 2A West Regional Track Meet. Check out county10.com's full schedule to look at the details. This has been the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM and 107.7 FM, streaming online at county10.com, keeping the community connected. I'm your host, Wyatt Baranchko. We'll be back here Friday at 5:30 p.m. on KOVE.